Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Wednesday, March 6th. Thanks for joining us. We're so happy to have you guys joining us for this half hour just for you. Also up early with us. So good to have you here. Made it to midweek. How you doing this morning?
Not too bad. You know, we had that huge windstorm over the weekend. How's your pool? How's your yard? How's your house right now post-windstorm?
My house is fine. It was just at my backyard. I think I mentioned some of my furniture fell into my pool, and my husband was out of town, so there was no way I was going to be able to get that out by myself. So yesterday, he fished it all out, and so we're good to go now. It's very dirty, though. I'm very excited for the pool guy to come this week and clean the pool because it's very dirty.
Oh, I'm sure the branches and all kinds of stuff at the bottom of that pool. That's how my pool is. And I was kind of like Matt yesterday. I had about an hour between appointments, and I'm looking at it and knowing the pool guy comes on Thursday. I'm like, you know what? I want to get a jump on this thing. And I spent 45 minutes trying to clean that thing out, and it's still dirty. There's so much stuff at the bottom of that pool. I got a bunch of it out, but still, it's just the water's all murky and dirty right now. It's nuts.
Yeah, a lot of cleanup after the fact. I mentioned in my neighborhood, like right at the entrance, these gigantic pine trees just fell, and they were trying to remove them a couple days ago. It's so nice because when you drive into the neighborhood, it smells like a forest. It's like, oh, it smells so good. But then there's all these like missing holes of trees, and it's like, oh man, that's not a kind of tree that you just go grab at Star Nursery and plant a huge, you know, 50-foot pine tree. They were ginormous.
Oh, it's kind of a bummer that they're down, too, because they provide, you know, shade, and it's cool seeing those big trees, and how many years were they growing to get to that height, and all of a sudden, just like that.
Yeah.
But it's Mother Nature doing her thing, weeding
exactly.
things out, I guess.
Clearing things out. So, yeah, it was. It's definitely going to get windy again, though. Not to that level, but definite breeziness in the forecast here, so keep that in mind if you just fish stuff out of your pool. Like, it could be going back right in.
Yeah, exactly. How's your week going so far?
So good. So far, so good. Last night I had a couple of volleyball games that I played in and had a lot of fun. Won one, lost one, and got home. And I got distracted. We're trying to decide if we want to do something this summer, like go on a trip or something. And I was talking to my brother about it yesterday, and I was just like, you know, the problem is just airline prices are so expensive right now. And he's like, do you ever buy on Tuesday nights? And I'm like, buy what on Tuesday nights? And he's like, airline tickets. Sometimes they have, like, he goes, if they ever go down in price, they always go down in price on Tuesday nights. And I was like, how do you know? He goes, oh, you haven't heard that? That's like a common travel industry thing. I'm like, no way. He goes, every time I purchased a ticket, I buy it on a Tuesday night, and it's usually lower than it was. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to test this. So I get home from volleyball last night. I start poking around and looking at, you know, different flights for different destinations. And I will be darned if there were not sales on these flights.
No kidding.
I couldn't believe it because I had written down prices from when I was like looking last week and the day before. And I'm like comparing, like, wait a second. They went down in price. I was absolutely shook. I'm like, do I buy these? So I'm going to my mom, I'm like, should I buy these? They're lower than they were. And he's like, I don't know. It's up to you. So
you make that call.
So I did end up buying some tickets.
Oh,
but
nice.
I'm still not 100%. I actually got the fair lock on them. And so I just didn't, I don't want to fully commit yet. I have like 3 days to decide whether or not I want to purchase them, but they're locked in at that price, which is nice. I feel better about that.
I like that airlines do offer that option. American Airlines does that. Laura and I were looking at a trip and we're looking at the flights and everything and just thinking about pulling the trigger on or not. It's kind of the same thing. And it's like, you can hold for 24 hours. I'm like, nice. Let's hold and sleep on this.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Procrastinate longer.
I don't know if I'm fully committed to, you know, doing a trip to certain destinations. So it was crazy though. So if there's a little tip for you from
That's
my
great.
Brother who travels, he loves to travel and my sister does too. And they always buy their tickets on Tuesday nights. They say the price goes down and I couldn't believe they were absolutely right.
That's a game changer. So yeah, if you're looking at tickets right now, do like Mercedes did too. Write it down or keep a mental note of what it was. And then Tuesday night, check it out.
Yeah,
and
you're going to have to
money.
Wait a week. But
yeah, still, if you're saving some money, that's a great little travel hack this morning.
All right. Well, let's get the show started. It is time for the pre-show. Show you pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear I Alone by Live? You want to hear Where My Girl's At by 702? Want to hear Shake It by Metro Station. Those are your choices. Get your votes in right now. You can tweet us on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page or you can text or call us at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
All right, we have more to come on the pre-show this morning. On the way next, have you ever tried to hide a purchase from a family member, your spouse, whatever? One of us knows someone that hid something absolutely huge. I don't know how you hide something like this, but we'll talk about it coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and Shake It by Metro Station is a pre-show you pick up.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show you pick them. Let's drop!
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. This is the pre-show. How do you hide a purchase like this from your significant other? I can see like, oh, I bought some makeup I shouldn't have bought, or oh, I bought, you know, a carburetor.
From my old muscle car. Need myself a carburetor.
But this seems impossible to hide.
This guy did it. Now, I don't know this guy personally. I just know the story of this man, and I've seen the purchase, or I saw the purchase that he had. There's a guy here in town that surprised his wife by buying her a new horse. She's an equestrian rider here in town. Apparently, they have some property here in Vegas. But he wanted it to be a surprise, and the horse arrived a couple weeks early for her birthday. And so he ended up leasing some space at the same barn that Laura keeps her horses. So that's how I know of this story. There was this horse there for a couple weeks, and then I went there, and the stall was empty, and that's how I got the backstory. This guy, yeah, he surprised his wife by buying her a horse, which she wanted, but kept it. He didn't bring it right to the house. I guess they had property. He brought it to our barn and kept it there for 2 weeks, kept it a secret for 2 weeks that he purchased a horse without her knowing it.
My opinion on this kind of changes a little because it's like it's something that she's going to find out about. Eventually,
yes.
It was a happy surprise. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, I'm gonna buy a horse. She's not gonna know that I own this horse. It's just gonna be my secret, and she has no clue. But do you ever try to hide purchases from anyone in your family where you're like, nope, they're never gonna find out about this? It's not for the intent of a surprise. It's like, no, they will not know that I spent money on this. And what was it? 702-364-9400.
Have you ever had something like this? And even though it was a nice surprise, it was a gift and everything, in my mind still, it's not cheap. So he's hiding that dollar amount that went missing. And then he's got to come to the barn and check out the horse and do all these things to take care of the horse for a couple of weeks. And so it's not an easy thing still to hide. He's hiding for 2 weeks.
Is he the one in charge of the finances? You know, I feel like one person in every couple is kind of like the finance person. And it's not like the other person doesn't have access or anything. It's just there's a person that takes care of the bills and make sure that everything gets paid. So, for instance, if I bought a horse, my husband would never know because I do the finances. He doesn't ever look at them. If he bought a horse, I would know immediately. I'd be like, what is this? Horse.com. I have never heard of this before. Why did you buy this?
And that's where this guy got his, too. I believe it was at Horse.com, actually.
Yeah. Is there really a Horse.com, I wonder?
I'm sure there is, whether they sell horses or not. And, you know, I bet you probably in this situation, he's the finance person in their relationship. Because to pull that off without your wife knowing or someone finding out, you need the one to kind of controlling the finances and keep that stuff a secret.
Hey, Kimberly, good morning. Did you hide a purchase from your family member?
Yeah, I hid a honey badger I bought for my husband. It took me forever to keep the secret because I was so excited for him, and when he got it was so cute because he's like, yeah, this is what I wanted.
A honey badger. That is such an interesting gift.
Yeah.
Is it did you get it on honeybadger.com?
No. So I used to work at a dispensary.
Oh,
okay.
It all makes sense. You meet some interesting people. I'm just saying. You got a fast car.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2018.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is so good to have you here on this Wednesday, March 6th, and show number 2018. Let's talk about that year. This was your top song.
God's plan. God's plan.
God's plan by Drake. I hold back, sometimes I won't. Was the biggest song of 2018. You know, speaking of Drake, that year also that this dance challenge was literally everywhere.
Yes.
Everyone was doing the In My Feelings dance challenge. Even you, JC.
I did do it. That video is out there. I'm thinking in that moment how embarrassed I was doing it, and it still lives out there. Didn't you do the dance overseas or something? Or were you in Amsterdam? Or
we were in Budapest, and Will Smith was there at the exact same time, and he did this on one of the bridges there.
That's right.
And so we were like, Will Smith is in town. Let's try to find him. So we figured he was probably staying at the Four Seasons because that's where all celebrities stay when they go there. And we never found him.
Oh.
But we were looking for him. The way that whole thing started was a comedian posted his own kind of homemade version of the music video and tagged it In My Feelings. After that, it was just a dance craze. Will Smith, Sterling K. Brown, Ciara, Odell Beckham Jr. Like so many different celebrities took on that dance challenge. Also in the year 2018, the big movies were A Star Is Born with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
Oh, so good.
And the Shallow.
I swear they were hooking up. The chemistry, oh my gosh, it was electrifying.
You were like, well, willing to put money on that.
I was.
And it was not true. They weren't. They just were really good actors, you know? Black Panther was also huge that year. Avengers Infinity War, Crazy Rich Asians. In 2018, during the Harper's Bazaar Icons Party at the Plaza during New York Fashion Week, Cardi B and Nicki Minaj got into a huge physical altercation, and it ended with Cardi B throwing her shoe at Nicki Minaj. Do you remember that?
I don't. That's very 2018-ish, though.
Cardi B was eventually escorted out of the party by security. But it was just, it's funny because you can look up that moment online. I remember when she threw her shoe. Do you remember that, Steph, when Cardi B and Nicki got into it?
Yes, and then the whole beef started like, oh, your verse on Motorsport, you took forever to go. They went back and forth
But she got to the point where she took her shoe off and launched it at her?
Threw it at her. Yeah, look at the video.
Do you remember when President Bush, it was somewhere overseas and someone threw a shoe at him?
No.
Oh, yeah. You got to watch it just because of his athletic skills. Someone took their shoe off in protest and launched it at him. Secret Service didn't stop the shoe. Bushy just like, he ducked the shoe. It was like amazing athletic skills. Look up George Bush dodges shoe.
That's hilarious because I did not include that in whatever year it was.
I forget
really
what year
upset
it was.
About
it was
that.
second Bush.
In 2018. Beyonce made Coachella history, the first black woman to ever headline the event. Also in 2018, K-pop truly went global. And BTS won the 2018 Time Readers Poll, the magazine reader surveys of the most popular figures of the year. They topped the Billboard 200 twice. And even Blackpink, they became the first K-pop girl group to chart the Billboard Hot 100 since 2009. So a big year for K-pop. British Prince Harry wed Meghan Markle. Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande, they got engaged. And then disengaged.
Well, forgot about those two were a couple. Yeah.
Do you remember that whole situation where they were together and then Pete Davidson made an Instagram post that made people go do a wellness check on him? Like, it was a whole thing.
Yeah, there was a lot going on with Pete at the time.
Yeah, and then 2018 was also the year that Jack's death was revealed on This Is Us. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
The crock pot.
The crock pot. It was right after the Super Bowl, wasn't it?
The crock pot.
Yes.
And who could forget this? This is the sound of 2018. Fergie sings the national anthem at the NBA All-Star Game.
And the Rockets
They say there hasn't been a musical travesty this bad since the last time Knicks owner James Dolan's Rock Band performance. I don't know what that means, but yeah, I remember seeing all the players' faces while she was singing, and they were like, oh my God.
You know, I remember coming down on Fergie when I heard this the first time. It's not that. I'm going to come down on. Oh, never mind. Yes. Forgot about that part.
Yeah, remember that part?
Oh, gosh.
So that is the year 2018 wrapped up in a nutshell for you.
All right, coming up here on the show, we do have in about 15 minutes, we've got that early edition of Heads Up. And when you win it, you're going to get tickets to Reggae in the Desert. And then coming up next is What's Trending. What do you got for us?
All right, the A's really want to do it up big here in Las Vegas. That and more coming up in What's Trending. Something's got to hold
on. Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the Mornings, What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Oakland A's are trending this morning. The latest renderings that are released show what a potential stadium to be built at the intersection of Las Vegas Boulevard and Trop on the Strip would look like when the A's come to town. The ballpark will seat 33,000 people and provide an outdoor feel with views of the city skyline. I don't know if you saw the pictures. This place is absolutely gorgeous. It's got five overlapping layers, and they say that this design's inspired by traditional baseball pennants. It's open to the north, so the natural light comes in, and then you have views all the way up the Strip. It's also designed to limit the amount of direct sunlight and the heat that would come in from the south. And it's set to include the largest screen in Major League Baseball, which is an 18,000 square foot jumbotron. They say this estimated cost is going to be around $1.5 billion. The Trop is planned to close on April 2nd to prepare to be demolished. That could take up to a year. And then the A's plan to begin construction on the ballpark is in April of 2025.
I think it looks awesome. They're saying there's not going to be one bad seat in the house, no obstructed views. It looks like the that Opera House, the Sydney Opera House in Australia.
Yeah, Man, it's just so beautiful.
It is.
I can't imagine how that's going to change. Just think about seeing a baseball game there and then like looking out and there's the Strip. That's going to what other experience would you have similar to that in baseball? I'm trying to think of really great views from from baseball stadiums, and there's some beautiful ones, but that is going to be an incredible one.
Yeah, I love that. I love how they, because when they first announced the stadium, I thought it would be going out facing the opposite direction. Like home plate would be more towards Tropicana and Las Vegas Boulevard, kind of hitting out the other way. But I love this setup. You can see it in New York, New York. It'll be interesting when the Mets and Yankees come to town and they're playing, and there's the New York, New York in the backdrop as they're playing in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
But it's cool. Also looks like the old La Concha Hotel that used to be here in Las Vegas.
I don't know what that is. Where was that?
It was on the Strip. It's no longer there. If you go to the Neon Museum, they actually have the hotel portion is the visitor center at the Neon Museum.
Oh, okay. Well, so there you go. Oakland A is trending this morning. Jamie Foxx is also trending this morning. So the comedian is finally going to open up about his mysterious medical emergency that happened last April. But the thing is, he's going to do it in a comedy special. He was accepting an award this week, and he said, "I'm so thankful I get emotional because it's beyond the scope. I had some people in my life that really made sure I was here because it was dire straits," he says. He also said, "Everyone wants to know what happened, and I'm going to tell you what happened, but I got to do it in my way, a funny way." So there's no word on when he's going to be hitting the stage on that. But yeah, that's still been such a mystery as to what happened. They said he almost died.
Yeah, I remember reports from his daughter coming out when things were happening, and reports from the hospital that he was in a bad way. So it'd be interesting to hear what happened to the guy.
Yeah, and then finally this morning, Dr. Pepper and Coffee Mate are trending. So TikTok has officially inspired a new drink craze, dirty soda. It's been trending for years. It's combining soda with a splash of creamer, sometimes fruit juice, flavored syrup. They call it dirty soda. Well, now Coffee Mate has made it easier to be a part of this trend. They've actually partnered with Dr. Pepper to make the perfect dirty Dr. Pepper. Coffee Mate is coming out with a coconut lime flavored creamer, which is specifically made for crafting a dirty Dr. Pepper. I don't know. It does not sound appealing to me, but I know people love making these dirty drinks, dirty sodas. So this creamer is going to be available nationwide while supplies last. It's around $3 for a bottle of it, and that is what's trending.
Up next, we got Heads Up, and when you win it, you can get tickets to Reggae in the Desert. This is Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, we have our contestant on the phone. It's Lisa. Lisa, good morning. You ready to play Heads Up?
Yes, I'm so excited to play.
All right, let's make you a winner. Pick a category. Do you want to go with field goal, 33 flavors, or game master?
Let's go with 33 flavors.
Okay, 33 flavors day was on Sunday. So these are all different ice cream flavors, okay?
Awesome, yes.
All right, who do you want to pick as your partner?
I think I'm going to pick JC.
All right.
Here we go, Lisa. We got 60 seconds on the clock. You get 6 correct. You get these tickets to Reggae in the Desert, and we start now. The opposite of chocolate.
Vanilla.
Yes. This is 3 colors. I believe there's like a strawberry, vanilla, and a chocolate color. 3 colors in this?
Neapolitan.
Yes. This one, some people say this tastes like toothpaste. It's green, and it has these things inside of it.
Pistachio.
No. It's refreshing, too, if you think about it.
Mint.
Mint what?
Chocolate chip.
Yes. This is the opposite of vanilla.
Chocolate.
Yes. You might get this if you go to, like, a carnival or something. It's pink. It's sticky. You eat it. It's on, like, on a stick.
Cotton candy.
Yes. This one, think of, like, chocolate chip, Oreos. If you put them in ice cream, it'd be what?
A sundae.
It's like 2 flavors together. We'll pass on this one. We'll pass on the next one. Chips Ahoy makes what? What? Chips Ahoy is what? Chips Ahoy cookies?
Cookies.
What kind?
Oh, I felt like you guys were right there.
Were we at 5?
Yes.
Oh, Lisa, I am so sorry. I should have passed to some easier ones.
Oh, darn
it. We were so clear right there.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You guys did really well. You just got tripped up there at the end. Lisa, thank you so much for trying. Hang on the line. That means caller 20 right now, you get these tickets. Tickets for Reggae in the Desert at the Clark County Amphitheater on April 20th. If you want them, caller 20 gets them right now. 702-364-9400.
The game is two truths and a lie.
It's true. So you've heard of it.
Yeah, because babies play that at their birthday parties.
Okay, whatever. It's a good game.
All right, it is time for two truths and one lie. Two of us are telling you the truth about something, but one of us is absolutely lying. Do you know who the truth teller is? We want to hear from you at 702-364-9400. Steph, you are up first this week.
Okay. So when we went to Hawaii a couple years ago, my bathing suit top slipped down while I was swimming in the ocean.
Ooh.
Not intentionally.
Free show, everyone.
Hey.
Okay, I'm up next. Did you know my favorite drink is Cherry Coke Zero? That's my favorite drink. Did you know that?
Interesting.
What?
Interesting.
Yeah. All right. JC?
When I was a kid, I triggered a car accident in my neighborhood involving a Corvette and a Mercedes-Benz.
Ooh. Oh, tough ones this week. Yeah. All right. Who's telling the truth and who is lying? 702-364-9400. You can call us or text us at that number. Again, Steph?
When we went to Hawaii a couple years ago, my bathing suit top slipped down while I was swimming in the ocean.
My favorite drink is Cherry Coke Zero.
When I was a kid, I triggered a car accident in my neighborhood involving a Corvette and a Mercedes-Benz.
Those are the truths or lie. Who is lying? Call us right now. 702-364-9400.
I've never seen a diamond.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, it is two truths and one lie here on Mix 94.1. You tell us who the liar is at 702-364-9400. To recap, Steph,
when we went to Hawaii a couple years ago, my bathing suit top slipped down while I was swimming in the ocean.
I have to tell you, my favorite drink is Cherry Coke Zero.
As a kid, I once triggered a car accident in my neighborhood involving a Corvette and a Mercedes-Benz.
Who is telling the truth and who is the liar? Let's talk to Joshua. He's one of our junior listeners. He's 11 years old. Joshua, who do you think the liar is?
I think that Mercedes is the liar.
You don't
one
think...
One reason is because, like, Diet Coke is, like... Coke Zero is disgusting, and the other ones seem reasonable. So
the other ones do seem reasonable. Joshua, thank you. I appreciate your opinion on that. We'll find out in just a second. Ariane, who do you think the liar is?
So I was thinking JC, because when you're that young, you don't know the specifics on vehicles yet.
Oh, you knew a lot about vehicles.
Depends on what you consider young, too. Classification of young. I was probably like 10 or 11 years old.
Oh, okay. So everything's changing now.
I'm just being general. I was young. To me, that is young.
Also, on the text line we're getting this morning, Samantha says JC is lying. This one says, well, it's JC because, like, first, how can you trigger a car wreck? And also, triggering a car crash, but with two very expensive cars, is crazy. That's why it's a lie. This one says, I think Mercedes is lying because I think she said before that she doesn't really drink sodas. In related news, my favorite soft drink is black cherry soda. It's nearly impossible to find anywhere. Keep on the lookout for black cherry soda for this person. This one says, Cherry Coke Zero is lying. This one says, I think it's JC because he didn't specify how he caused the car accident. JC was picked 3 times in a row. This has to be a record. Well, let's find out. Oh, that was from Heads Up.
Heads Up, yeah.
Sorry. All right. Truth teller number one. It's me.
Oh!
Wow. I love Cherry Coke Zero. And you're right. I don't drink soda very often because I know it's not good for you. But I love Cherry Coke Zero.
That's the one, huh?
I love it so much. But yeah, I don't drink it very often. It is my favorite drink, though.
I know what to get you for your birthday.
It's a treat. It's a treat if I let myself have it.
Oh, Marcella's coming up next month.
Yeah. Well, I don't like to drink too much soda. So, like, don't go crazy.
Now you're going to have, like, soda. Everyone's going to send
it
over
here. All right. Truth teller number two.
It's me. I was a young child. I was riding my dad's 10-speed for the first time, and there's a bend in my neighborhood, and I was approaching the bend, and the girl in the Corvette was coming up behind me, and she went wide to pass me. Coming around the other side was a guy in a Mercedes-Benz who was intoxicated and took that turn wide as well. And boom, they hit. It was a huge thing in the neighborhood. It was a massive event in the neighborhood.
And that means that Steph is the liar.
Again.
We would have heard of that story, don't you think? You would have told us right away.
I would have came back from Hawaii. Guess what? I gave everyone a free show in Hawaii, but I swear it wasn't an accident. It was all an accident.
That's common stuff for Steph. That comes off.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no big deal.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
If you have a credit card, there's some good news for you this morning. Credit card late fees are going to be capped at just $8. It's part of this larger initiative by the Biden administration to get rid of junk fees. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau estimates that the new regulation is going to save families more than $10 billion a year. So it applies to large credit card issuers with more than 1 million accounts. That represents like more than 95% of total outstanding credit card debt. And if you are late on a payment, it's the max they can charge you will be $8.
That's huge.
Isn't
news.
That
big
huge?
Savings for everyone. My gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Have you ever been late and you didn't realize you were late? Like, our mail got stolen once, and so I didn't get a couple of credit card bills. And most of mine I get through, like, e-statements, but for some reason on a couple, I just get the paper ones. And so I didn't realize I was late. Then I got another notice a month later saying, hey, you were late. Here's a $25 fee or whatever. So I called, and I think 9 times out of 10, if you call and speak to someone, I was like, hey, I never got that. Can you please take that off? I've been a good customer. And they were like, absolutely. We're going to take it right off for you. So I think if you take the time to call and ask, they'll take it off.
They'll help you out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've missed credit cards before. I've never said this, but it happened over the summer. I don't check my mail. It's to the point where it builds up and I have to go to the post office. It's just a bad habit of mine. And I missed our power bill twice. And it was summertime. Laura's out of town. And I got an alert on my phone saying the alarm system has been shut down. I'm like, what's going on with the alarm? Alert, alert. It said power source is dead. Our power got shut off.
Oh, my gosh. Because you didn't pay for 2 months.
Yeah. So I'm like, my power got shut off. So I called Nevada Power. And just like you said, you call. They were awesome. It was turned back on within like an hour. I just had to make the payment and get it done. But you didn't get the notice? I'm like, no. And like, we sent you an email. I'm like, they didn't see it. And so, but they, same thing. You call and there were late fees and everything. And I said, this is my first time. This is what happened. And they were cool. They got the power turned back on within like an hour and stuff. And everything was golden. But when you call and talk to someone and you're nice and explain your situation, they're probably going to help you out. Hopefully they'll help you out.
Yeah. And then also while you have them on the phone, ask them to reduce your interest rate because they'll do that too. I've asked several times. I'm like, hey, I noticed my interest rate is whatever percent. Is there any way that you could lower it? And they'll be like, let me check. And then they put you on hold for a little bit. I'm able to offer you this, whatever percentage for the next 12 months. And I'm like, sure, I'll take it.
Heck yeah.
You know, whatever.
That's a great tip.
Yeah. Also this morning, the final scene of The Sopranos capped off. Did I talk about this yesterday? The booth?
No, you talked about the booth when it was going up for auction. Is it done?
Okay, it's done. It's done. It's sold. It's sold. So, yeah, that's why I was like, wait, I feel like I've talked about this. So the diner booth where the family enjoyed their last meal, possibly forever, we don't know for sure, that has found a new home. This piece of TV history from Holston's Diner and Ice Cream Parlor in Bloomfield, New Jersey, just sold in an eBay auction for $82,600. The original bid was set up at just $3,000, but a lot of people flocked to the site to add up to that asking price. They say that the time has come. All good things sometimes need an upgrade. So they were hoping to just bring in like $10,000, and they did not expect to sell it for over $82,000.
That's huge. If you can own one thing from a TV show, what would you want to have?
That's tough. What would you pick?
Sons of Anarchy. They had this elaborate table they would meet at, and it was like the Sons of Anarchy, like logo and stuff on. It was just a huge table. I would take the Sons of Anarchy meeting table and make that our new dining room table.
That's the meeting table.
Yes.
This
really
is
long.
The Sons of Anarchy meeting table.
The Sons of Anarchy logo was on it. It was very, very elaborate. It looked things like could see like 12 people. Not that I have 12 people in my house. It'd be a neat talking piece.
All right. Finally this morning. So Beyonce, Harry Styles, those are people who are definitely cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think you fit into that category? Do you think you're cool like Harry Styles or Beyonce?
I'm not cool like Harry Styles or Beyonce, but I definitely have moments where I feel that I'm cool, sure.
Someone asked Americans, do you think you're cool? And it turns out most of us do think we're pretty cool people. 53% of people say they're cool, 29% said not a chance, and 17% say they're not sure if they're cool or not. Men are a little more likely to say yes. Age matters also. 3/4 of Americans under 30 think that they're cool. And the same goes for 2/3 of people between 30 and 45. And then 43% of people between 45 and 65 say they're cool. It's cool because 28% of seniors say they're still cool. I love that.
Oh, nice.
They also broke it down by where you live. And the results were pretty even across the board, except for one spot. You're far less likely to think you are cool if you live in the Midwest. They're like, no, we are not cool here.
Not happening. Hey, next hour, we've got the Mega Minute. And when you conquer the Mega Minute, right around 7:30, tickets for you to go see Joe Coy. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. I was talking to a friend of ours. Did you have a teacher that you gave a nickname to when you were in school? I don't know why I thought this was funny, because I've done it before. I liked most of my teachers, and there was one that I loved, and she was my French teacher in eighth grade. And I've talked about this before. Nobody else liked her. I think I was the only one that liked her, and her name was Miss Gargan, and they spelled her name. They called her Miss Nagrag. They rearranged.
Clever kids in your school. I mean, they put some effort into this name.
I mean, forwards it's Gargan, backwards it's Nagrag. So they would call her Miss Nagrag. And I thought I was the only person that did that. And I was talking to a friend of ours, and I guess there's a teacher at the school, and her name is Miss Bogue, Bogue. But they were doing announcements, and one of the people doing the announcements, I think it was the principal, mispronounced her name, Miss Bogue, and called her Miss Bogus. And so now everyone's calling her Miss Bogus instead. And they were just talking offhand, like, oh yeah, what teacher is that? And the kid's like, Bogus. I'm like, your teacher's name is Bogus? They're like, no, it's Bogaboo. We call him Bogus. I'm like, oh man, we used to call our teacher Miss Nagrag. I didn't do that. But did you have a nickname for a teacher? And how did they get that nickname? 702-364-9400. And if you're a teacher, do you know if your students have a nickname for you? Hopefully it's a positive one, but you know, sometimes you find things out. We just got a text from a teacher who said, oh gosh, do I have a nickname? We can find out. Let us know who you are, and we'll ask your students.
Yeah,
your
students will call
you
with it, yeah.
702-364-9400. Let's talk to Ernie. Ernie, did you have a teacher that had a nickname?
Yeah, my high school teacher, math,
yeah,
his name is Mr. Zier with a Z. And this dude used to eat bananas with mustard, so we started calling him Mr. Weird.
Mr. Zier, Mr. Weird.
So it transitions.
Gross.
Okay, I just got an idea for Try It Tuesday. Let's do banana with mustard.
Sounds good, in honor of Mr. Zier.
Did you do that with a teacher?
We did. I remember this would have been, I think it was either my junior or senior, it had to be my junior year, and I had a debate class, and I remember talking to a buddy of mine, Gordon, and he's like, oh, who do you have for debate? He's like, oh, I have Mrs. Danner. He pauses and goes, oh, you've got testicle head.
Oh, dang.
What? Testicle head. Because you'll see. So I go into class, and by God, her head, it looked like a testicle. She was so sweet. She was an amazing teacher. But that was her nickname. Her nickname was testicle head. We didn't say that to her face. Maybe she's passed away by now. But yeah, that was her nickname in school, was testicle head. She was the debate teacher because her head looked like a testicle.
In my mind, I can't even envision how someone's head would look like that, but yeah, I'll take your word for it.
It was, I walked in, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's what she has, the nickname.
This text just came and says, in ninth grade geography, we had a teacher named Mr. Barnhart. Every Tuesday, he wore these green pants and even sat on the edge of his desk. And he looked like a little leopard, kind of, because he was so little. But we got to calling him Mr. Green Jeans because of these pants only. Mr. Green Jeans, Mr. Weird, Testicle Head, and Nag Rag. Oh, and Miss Bogus.
And Miss Bogus. The teachers only knew.
I know. I feel bad. Make nice nicknames for your teachers.
Rest in peace, Testicle Head. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Probably think that you...
Turn it up. We're getting you back to Vegas's best variety and Mercedes in the morning. Faster. Mix 94.1.
We've got the Mega Minute here in less than 5 minutes. When you conquer it, you're getting tickets to go see Joe Coy.
Hey, good morning, Myra.
Good morning, Mercedes. Good morning.
Hey, we are so happy you called this morning. You have a situation that you want some advice on, and I think this is a great question. What's going on?
Okay, so my question is, I've been cocktailing, serving for over 18 years here in Las Vegas, and I had a group of people yesterday. We were great. Service was great. They got their drinks on time. They had a couple of shots, drinks. Everything was perfect. I feel like we made a communication, great bonds and everything. When it came down to the bill, they said the service was great. I was wonderful that they would recommend me and everything. But when it came to the bill was $213. But when the tip came, was $5. Oof. So my situation was, if the service was so great and they would highly recommend me to other people, should I have gone up to them and asked them, was there something wrong? Did I do something wrong for the service? Or should I have just kept quiet because I wondered, like, what did I do wrong? I go home thinking, I thought we were doing good as, you know, my service and my bartender and everything, but I just felt like, what was going on? Should I have gone up to them and asked them if there was something wrong with my service, or should I just walk away such as I did?
So you didn't say anything at all?
I did not.
I didn't know
if I should or if I should have just kept it to myself. And so I kept it to myself. But I'm wondering, should have I have said something or questioned to them? Was there something wrong with the bill, or did I do something wrong, or what situation was it that
made them only tip you $5? What do you guys think? 702-364-9400 is the number. Would she have been in the right to say something? 20%, I mean, just that would be the average tip, mm-hmm, on a $213 bill would have been just over $42, which, you know, if you're drinking over $200 worth of cocktails, I know cocktails can be expensive, but you got to take care of them. Even if you go 15%, $5, when she invested all that time and effort and things were going. So the question is, and we live in a service industry city, do you say something to them? Do you go up to them and say, look, this was not really adding up. The math is not mathing here. If you said I had such great service and you really liked me, why would you just give me $5? Are people just not knowing what you're supposed to tip, 702-364-9400. At the same time, when you say something, what do you say?
Yeah, how do you approach the person? And then are you saying it to everyone? Is that now become the thing where if you're at a restaurant, knowing that maybe you tipped 18% or 15% and not 20%, is the server going to start saying something and questioning you why you left a lower tip versus a higher tip?
Courtney, good morning. What do you think? Do you say something?
Good morning. Absolutely. I would have said something. I would have went up to the customers and just said, hey, I was just wondering if there was something I could do to improve my service, because to be honest, I just am a little disappointed with the gratuity.
Oh, I like how you say it, the gratuity.
Gratuity.
It doesn't sound as like if you say the tip was bad. That sounds very sophisticated. I like that. I wonder, though, if they're going to be automatically put on the spot and like, oh, you know.
Would you approach the group, Mercedes, if you did this, or would you approach the person? You know, there's always that one person that kind of handles the bill, and even if they're gathering different credit cards, would you talk to the person that was kind of leading the charge for the tip, or do you address everyone, hey, everyone, or just go to that one person that seemed to be the cash bill handler?
I think this is, I'm not trying to pawn it off on someone else, but I think I would have gotten like my manager to go over and say, hey, we just wanted to make sure that Mercedes did an okay job. We noticed you guys only tipped her $5 on a $200 bill. So that just seemed a little low. So did something happen?
I like that. That's good.
You know, put it on someone else. John, good morning. Do you say something or do you say nothing?
I'd probably say something because it might be a thought that it was an auto gratuity on there.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes that happens. And also tipping customs and from other countries are very different.
It's true. Yeah, they're from different countries.
So maybe you need to be like, this ain't France.
Were they French? Or maybe you can tell, you know, based on talking to them, where they're from, maybe.
Let's talk to Richard. Richard, do you say something or do you keep your mouth shut?
You keep your mouth shut. Tips aren't there personally for just to give. It's opinions if they want to give you to you or not. As a bartender in this town for 15 years, tips come and go, but they're not guaranteed. They are if they want to give it to you or not.
It just stinks because when it's all said and done, I'm sure she had to pay out her bartender and all that, and she probably lost money on the whole transaction. But you're saying, Richard, like, well, you know, that just kind of comes with the territory. Sometimes you get one of those people.
Sometimes you get a $20 tip off a $20 bill, and sometimes you get a dollar tip off a $300 bill. You got your good ones and your bad ones. It comes with your job.
Oh, it just makes me sad because you earn that money.
Especially if it's great chemistry, too. I can see maybe if things weren't right, you weren't vibing, but you know, you had that connection with the server, and you're having a great time and laugh with them, and they seem to be having an awesome time. You're at least expecting at least 20% or maybe 18%, and to come back with that $5 bill, it's upsetting. But I see where Richard's coming from. Maybe the next customer turned around and really took care of that person. There's the highs and lows that come with it, but it just stinks in that situation.
Yeah, that's really tough to say. Myra, I hope that helped. Thank you guys all so much for the great advice on that. That's a bummer. In Europe, when you go there, sometimes you're not supposed to tip, and they're like, why are you tipping me? They look at you sideways.
No kidding.
It's really weird to deal with.
Here, let's do this. It is now time for the Mercedes in the Morning Mega Minute.
Your chance to win tickets to see Joe Coy. He's coming to the T-Mobile Arena on April 26th, and if you would like to go see him, all you have to do is be caller 20 right now and conquer the Mega Minute. 60 seconds, 10 questions. You get them all right, you win. Who wants to try? 702-364-9400.
Are you ready?
It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Hey, Tanya, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing a little nervous. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. You're going to be great. You are in for the Mega Minute. You got this. Joe Coy tickets are up for grabs here this morning.
All right, Tanya, you'll have 60 seconds on the clock to answer 10 questions correctly. If you get one wrong or pass on a question, we'll come back to that question at the end, and the game starts now.
The Amazon rainforest is located on what continent?
South America?
Yes. In 2012, Macklemore released this song title, also a name of a place that sells secondhand clothes.
Oh,
Oh, thrift store.
Incorrect. SpongeBob SquarePants lives in which city?
Bikini Bottom.
Yes. Which festival is held every year in April at the Empire Polo Club in Indio, California?
Pass.
The Deathly Hallows is associated with what movie franchise? What Major League Baseball team is coming to Las Vegas?
Oh, my goodness. Pass. I'm sorry.
In school, PE classes, what does the letter P stand for?
Physical.
Yes. Richmond is the capital of what U.S. state?
Virginia.
Yes. What color do you wear to avoid getting pinched on St. Patrick's Day?
Green.
That is correct. I'll even give you that. But dang it! We didn't conquer the Mega Minute, Tanya. I'm so sorry. She said thrift store for the Macklemore question. It's actually thrift shop. That's the name of the song. The festival held in April at the Empire Polo Club in Indio, California. That's Coachella. Deathly Hallows associated with which movie franchise? That's Harry Potter. The Major League Baseball team coming to Las Vegas is the A's. And we only got 9 questions. I'm so sorry, Tanya. That means caller 20 right now. You get these tickets. Joe Coy, T-Mobile Arena, April 26th. Caller 20 gets them. 702-364-9400.
I said I'm sorry. Ha, ha, ha. It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Taylor Swift fans, they're always keeping an eye on Tay, and they pay attention to every little thing she does just in case she drops a clue about new music. Well, they did notice at a recent concert in Singapore that she had a small cough during one of her songs, and now they are all worried about her health. They rang the alarm bells as this clip of Taylor is making the rounds online. That fans tried to figure out if she was just dealing with sickness or fatigue from all the touring she's been doing, or if she just had something stuck in her throat. Some fans think that she needs to take a break, while others think that everyone needs to just calm down, relax, and say that if Taylor's sick, she would be professional about it, and she will take the time if she really needs it.
We're deep diving on the cough that she had during a concert. She has been busy with Singapore to Super Bowl to Australia to the Super Bowl celebrations. A lot going on, but she's got that cough.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think I would get sick if I traveled from Australia to Vegas. Back to, did she go then over to Singapore? Like, she's all over the place. You're going to get some sickness, even if you're on your private jet.
Yeah, she's a globetrotter right there. That's, I love how the fans just picked up on that. She coughed.
Yeah. People are upset. They're like, oh, poor thing's wearing herself down. And oh my goodness. If you're a fan of Target, they are making some changes to compete with Amazon and Walmart. They just announced that they are doing this new paid membership program. It's called Target Circle 360, and it's starting on April 7th. So it's a subscription tier that's basically the paid version of their free loyalty program. Target Circle, that's been around since 2019, but Target's also relaunching that to make it more personalized for their members, and the paid membership does come with some perks. Target Circle 360 includes unlimited free same-day deliveries for orders over $35 in as little as 1 hour. It also includes free 2-day shipping. Members get an extra 30 days to make a return. It's not free, though. Target is offering a promotional rate of $49 a year until May 18th. And after that, it's going to cost $99 a year. But if you have a Target Circle credit card, the price will still be $49. It's less than a dollar a week of Target being delivered to your door. Sign me up. I'm in.
I just used our TV died back in December. And so I went to Target to get our new TV. And I used the app, the Target app. I'd never used it before. Just the free app alone is fantastic. You buy the TV on the app. You pick up your pickup time, set up for the people to bring the TV out to you. They text you when the TV's ready. You text them when you arrive and your spot number. It is like a flawless system they have for the drop-off stuff.
I have a question when it comes to pickup stuff. Like if you do Target pickup or grocery store pickup, what does everybody do? Do you just pop open your trunk and stay in your car and let them put the stuff in? Or do you get out and help them? with it. What does everybody do? 702-364-9400. I feel every time I do what I do, they're looking at me like, what are you doing? And I get out.
I got out too. Okay. And I helped. I actually took the TV from one of the guys and helped the other guy lift the TV up and put it in the back of this. This is back when I had that Jeep for about a month.
Oh, did they? Wait, I thought you said they came to your house.
No, I did the pickup at Target. So they pull up. I pulled up, got one of those parking spots, and then they wheeled the TV out. And as they're approaching the Jeep I was in, I got out and helped them load it up. If I was doing groceries, I would do the same. I would get out and assist.
I always get out, even if it's just like one or two bags. I'm like, hello. They're like, what are you doing here? I could just put this in your trunk. I'm like, well, I'll take it. Thank you. They always look at me funny. And then you try to tip them and they don't like to take a tip.
Oh, these guys had no hesitation.
Oh, they're like, yep, give it to me.
It was a heavy TV too, and they're wheeling it out and everything. So I felt they definitely deserved a tip.
Hey, Michelle, good morning. What do you do?
I get out and then I actually hide money in my trunk and then I like stash it under there because if you go to any Walmart owned place, they are not allowed to accept tips. And I think that's completely messed up for you to tell someone that if someone's trying to give them money that they can't get it. So I will lay money in there and I'll be like, there's something in there for you. And then they'll grab it and they'll be like, thank you so much. And then I will help load everything into my trunk.
Okay, good. So we're all loaders.
Yes.
I like it. And I like that idea. The one time I really like was getting turned down hard. Like you can usually convince them.
Mm-hmm.
I was this kid was not budging. He's like, I can't take it. Thank you. I appreciate it. I can't take it. I can't take it. I go, well, it's just going to stay on the ground. So I left it on the ground. And he's like, okay.
I'm just picking up. I don't want anyone to litter.
I go, it's not mine. I just found it. So you might as well take it.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
Yeah.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. This is fascinating to me. I never knew this was a thing. Did you know up until recently, the Navy, they just lifted their ban on sailors keeping their hands in their pockets. That was a change that was announced last month, along with a bunch of different uniform changes. That includes the return of the beloved cover for female soldiers. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, and I heard, because I heard the pocket thing, but I also heard there's some changes as far as ladies in the Navy, the uniform changes.
And loosening the rules around PT uniforms. And I thought that was fascinating. I never knew that that was a thing. Now, on that same note, I believe from what I was talking to a friend who her brother was in the Marines. Marines still cannot have their hands in their pockets. And they also, she was telling me, cannot walk on anything other than designated walking paths. You can't walk on grass. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. No, I didn't know. Is the pocket thing too, so you can easily then salute someone that's coming by and not be have your hands in your pockets. You can quickly throw the salute up and respect the people you need to pay respects to. Is that the deal with hands in the pockets?
I'm not sure. They say that sailors were authorized to have hands in their pockets when doing so does not compromise safety nor prohibit the proper rendering of honors and courtesies.
And there you go.
So there you go. Is anyone in the military or knows someone that is? And what is one of the interesting rules? There's so many different rules out there when it comes to service and what you can, what can't you do in the armed services. 702-364-9400. Actually, let's talk to Cheryl, whose friend was in the Navy. Hi, Cheryl. How are you?
Oh my God. Hi, Mercedes.
you know some of these Navy rules, right?
Well, not me personally, but I reached out to my close friend, Terry, and she texted me a list of the rules that, or weird rules that she experienced.
What are some of those?
Did you want me to list all of them, or?
Just give us a couple. Let's hear what some of them are.
Well, of course, there's the boot shine, and then there's can't wear hats inside the building, but must wear hats outside the building. There's the shoelaces. It depends on the shoes. If it's combat shoes, it has to be different ways, but the dress shoes are standard laces.
Oh, wow. There's so much that I think gets right past us. If you're not in the armed forces, you have no idea the rules that they have to follow.
I know Marines, I'm pretty sure they still have to, but have to get weekly haircuts. That's one thing I know.
Weekly?
Weekly haircuts for Marines. Maybe that has changed, but I know that was a thing that Marines, if you're in the Marines, any Marines out there can verify that? Because someone made a comment when I made a comment about getting my haircut once a week. Like, you're in the Marines? I'm like, no, I'm not. But apparently they have to get them cut once a week.
What are some of the other interesting rules in the armed forces? 702-364-9400. Cheryl, thank you so much for calling. Let's talk to Christine. Hey, Christine.
Hi, Mercedes. How are you?
I'm good. What is an interesting rule that you've heard of in the armed forces?
Well, my brother was in the Coast Guard, and he did say that they do a ceremony whenever they cross the equator. They like dress up, do some competitions, and like the next day, or whoever wins the competitions the next day, they have the easier job.
Oh, whoever wins, they don't have to do the hard stuff. I like that.
Yeah.
Do you know what the competition involves?
I think it's called the shellback ceremony. That's pretty much what he told me.
I wonder if it's like one of those, Fight Club. We don't talk about the shellback ceremony.
They're just going at it, seeing who wins. Hey, coming up here around 8:25, we got Heads Up. And when you win it, tickets to Dancing with the Stars Live. What is the strangest thing a stranger has asked you to do? Mercedes, I think this just shows what a trustworthy person you are.
I don't know what it is, but people love to leave their babies with me.
We're talking foreign countries here. 702-364-9400. Wait till you hear this story from Mercedes.
I was telling these guys that people love to give their kids to me. And I don't even know them. It's very odd. It's happened here in Vegas several times where people are like, oh, I got to grab this. Can you hold my baby? I went, oh, okay. And I hold them. Or on a plane, baby crying. And I'm like, hey. And I'm like, hey, can I hold them? And they're like, yeah, here. And then I play like, but the weirdest was in Paris, France. We were there on vacation. This was a few years ago. And we're walking down the street. It's me. It's my husband. It's my two daughters. We're walking down the street. And there's this couple and they look in distress. There's this couple and there's this photographer next to them. And they have a baby carriage, like a stroller with a baby in it. It's a young baby. It's like the kind where you have like the thing that you remove, the carrier to put in the stroller. And I see them kind of in distress. So I kind of slow down and look at them. And this photographer's trying to take their picture and they step away 2 feet and then they come back to it. And I realized what they were doing. They were trying to get a photo shoot done on this street that had a very great view of the Eiffel Tower, but they had a young baby and they didn't want to step away too far from it. So I realized what they were doing. And I said, go. I got the baby. And they're like, they didn't speak English. And I go, allez, allez, which means let's go. Let's go. And they're like, oh. And I just stood there and I held the baby carriage and I watched them. So at first they were hesitant. They were like, kind of like, who is this lady? Is she going to run away with our baby? And I just stood there and I just watched them and I was smiling at them. And then they realized I'm not going to do anything bad. So then they went full on photo shoot, taking pictures, twirling videos. Blah, blah, blah. They were so grateful. They were like, merci, merci beaucoup, merci. And I'm like, oh, yes, yes, yes. And then they said something in French to their photographer and she goes, you come with me. And she made me and my husband go with her. And she did a little mini photo shoot for us as a thank you from the couple.
For randomly, baby, a stranger says to Mercedes, hey, watch my kid.
She didn't even ask. I kind of offered it.
You stepped in, but the stranger's like, oh, yeah, she seems trustworthy. Let's now focus on the photo shoot and not worry about the woman holding our baby right now. It says a lot about you, but also very strange and interesting at the same time.
I'll show you. I'm sending you guys the picture that the photographer ended up taking of us because we did the photo shoot for them. And it was a really pretty picture and just in the middle of this street in Paris. And it's because I offered to watch the baby.
What is the strangest thing a stranger asked you to do? Or maybe you asked of a stranger, let me watch your baby.
702-364-9400. Let's talk to James. James, has a stranger ever asked you to do something for them?
Yeah, so I was in San Diego and I met a woman and she kind of waved me down. She's like, "Hey, my friend stranded me here. I don't live in San Diego. Could you give me a ride home?" And I was like, "Yeah, that shouldn't be an issue or anything. Where do you live?" And she said she lived in LA. And I was like, "Sure, you know, I can give you a ride from San Diego to LA. That's not a problem." And so it's like super grateful and whatnot.
Wow, that was very nice of you.
Not an easy drive either.
No, not at all. Have you ever had a stranger ask something odd of you?
I think I mentioned on the show a couple weeks ago, I was at the gym, LVAC, and this gentleman came to me in a panic. He had either his AirPods or earplugs, because he was swimming, stuck in his ear, and he couldn't get them out, and he wanted me to assist. He had like a Q-tip that he was trying to get him out. Every time he would go in, he was pushing his AirPods, or they were like AirPods, deeper into his ear canal. And he was asking me to try to pull the thing out. And I couldn't do anything. I'm like, "We need tweezers." we're pushing it further in. He was in a complete panic. And then I think he went up to the front desk to get some assistance. But he turned to me first to help him get those stuck EarPods out of his ear.
That's hilarious. For me, it's babies. For you, it's ears. Hey, I have an ear issue. Can you help me, guy? You look like you would be able to help.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, David, good morning. You're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right. Let's make you a winner this morning. We have three categories for you to choose from. Do you want to go with Dr. Green Thumb, Women's Day, or Barbie dolls?
Oh, my goodness. Dr. Green Thumb. What was the second one?
Women's Day.
Women's Day?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. We better go with Green Thumb.
Okay. Plant Power Day is tomorrow. So these are all things that are associated with plants. Okay?
Okay. I will do my best.
All right. You got this. Now, who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
Okay. It seems like I had never seen JC do it much. It's always you. So let's go with JC. I love it.
He's been picked like 10 times this week. It's amazing.
Four, but yeah.
I'm so happy about this. This is awesome. And you've been doing such a great job too. So I know you guys are going to win.
All right, David, here we go, buddy. We got 60 seconds on the clock. Get six correct and you're going to Dancing with the Stars. We start now. You plant this.
Seed.
Yes. These fall off a tree in the fall.
Leaves.
Yes. Another name for dirt.
Sand. Soil.
Soil, correct. You would put a plant inside of this and then put the dirt inside there.
Pot.
Yeah, pot, yeah. You need this from the sky to hit your plants to make them grow.
Rain.
No, not sun.
Sun.
Sun what?
Sunshine.
Okay.
Sunlight, whatever.
We'll skip the next one. We'll pass the next one. The person that tends to everything, tends to the plants. The area where you keep your plants outside, where you grow your fruits and vegetables.
Garden.
Yes, garden.
And then, wait. That was six. I am the worst keeper. I'm like literally putting numbers up on my hands, like 1, 2, 3. You got six. Congratulations.
Thank you. I thought that was going to be so hard. It wasn't that bad.
No.
I love it.
You guys killed it. Great job.
So, David, you're all set with those tickets to Dancing with the Stars Live. This is happening Friday, March 22nd. Congratulations to you. And we'll have more of these tickets to Dancing with the Stars tomorrow morning around 8:25 with Heads Up. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
I'm like, what time is it? Yeah, it's, it's already Wednesday. How did we get to midweek already?
I'm loving this week is flying by. We have spring forward this weekend. I'm loving this time of year.
Spring break next week for a lot of Clark County kids. So a lot of people getting ready to go on vacation. And I know someone who's getting ready to go on, I don't want to say vacation, but a lot of trips is you, Steph. You've got a lot going on this year in terms of weddings, and your best friend is getting married. And you seem stressed out. Every time I talk to you, you seem stressed. What's going on?
I'm getting stressed out, and I think it's because I'm getting the stress from my best friend. And her bachelorette is a month from now. Her wedding is 2 months from now, and the pressures of the timing, it's all coming down on us. And so we're in the high of the midst of the bachelorette planning. And we have been in communication with all of the guests months in advance. Like, we're going to Tampa. These are the weekends we're going. This is how much you're probably going to spend. And we've been going back and forth with all of them, and everyone's been good, except for one girl. One girl has not been responsive, and she has been very frustrating between me and Jess. And I'm like, Jess, what are we going to do about Lauren? That's her name. Lauren, what are we going to do about her? Because she has not been responsive in the fact that she has not even bought her flights yet. She hasn't even confirmed if she's still going to go. And I think there's a lot of going on between her and her personal life that I don't want to intrude on, because I'm truly not her friend. That's Jess's friend. I'm just the organizer. And I've gotten to the point where I'm fed up. I just want to uninvite her. I just want to be like, let's not bring her. She's done.
Oh, but is that your spot to?
Right. I don't think so.
Hold on a second. I have Jess's number. I'm going to see if I can get her.
Oh, Mercedes, are you trying to get
Hold
Jess?
On one second.
Does Lauren have to commit? Like, you have to know if she's going or not. It's up to her if she buys. If she wants to wait to the day before to buy a flight, that's on her. She's going to pay more. But do you need, I remember one point you talked about renting a yacht or a sailboat or something. Do you need a certain headcount by a certain date? Because to me, it's on her to buy that ticket the day prior or a month ahead. It's on Lauren.
It's about time for us to know, because we have all of these things scheduled and divided into all the numbers amount of guests, so everyone knows how much they're paying. If one person pulls out, that throws off the entire number. So I'm looking out for everybody invited to the bachelorette. So you're going to get Jess on the line and ask her if we can uninvite her.
I got her.
Oh, gosh.
I got her.
Okay.
All right. So this is your chance. Get it off your chest. You're her matron of honor. You have to be honest with her.
I do. Okay.
Okay, everyone, be serious. Jess!
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How's the wedding planning going? Are you excited?
I'm excited. I'm just a little stressed out right now, to be honest.
Oh, you? Mm-hmm. Hey, by the way, so we were kind of talking yesterday about, we were going to call her Lauren. Lauren has not been communicative, and I told you I gave her a deadline yesterday. I said, hey, I got to know by tonight if you're still going to the bachelorette party, and she did not respond to me. So
She didn't say anything to you last night?
She said nothing to me. So I called her, I left her a voicemail, and nothing. Yeah. So I'm at the point where I think that it's time to maybe uninvite her. What do you think?
How do we do that? What do we say?
Mercedes, you're really great at responding in situations like this. If we needed to uninvite her, is there something maybe we should do this?
I feel like it's just one of those things where you just stop communicating with her. And if she says something, say, you never responded. So we took that as you didn't want to go. You know what I mean? I don't think you call her and say, you're officially uninvited. You just say like, oh, well, we just took it as you didn't want to go because you didn't respond.
Okay, so basically don't say anything to her and then go on with the amount that we have, just assuming that she's not coming.
Hold on one second, Jess.
I don't know. It's up to you, but I feel like, I don't know. Would you respond about it?
Hold on one second here.
JC has something going on.
Am I putting this person on hold here?
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
This is Lauren, you guys.
This is Lauren's on the line? Lauren? Hello?
Lauren?
Lauren.
We have Lauren on the line. I'm getting...
Lauren hung up.
Lauren!
That was me.
Oh, my gosh.
I had your cell phone on. Why couldn't we hear you?
I don't know. I was just trying to make everyone laugh about it because I feel like it's getting so tense. But
I think you have to give her a deadline. I think you have to say, Lauren, listen, we need to know by Friday. We need to know by March 15th. You have to give her a deadline, because what if Lauren's lackadaisical with her plans? I think you need to give her some kind of deadline saying, listen, I know you have a lot going on, but you need to let us know by Friday if you're coming or not. And then if she doesn't respond to that, then you're golden. But I think you need to give her a deadline.
Is it like,
Honestly, I'm not going to lie. I want her to come so bad, and I know she's been going through a lot of personal stuff, which at the end of the day, when you're going through real life things, someone's bachelorette should be the last thing on your plate. But I do feel like as our friendship, I just wish that she would be just aware also about everything else that's going on. So I feel bad that I did. Like, I'm actually kind of hurt that we're in this position to where I don't even know if I want her to go anymore. Like, is that messed up?
I don't think it's messed up. I think I get exactly what you're saying. I think that I think you're being sensitive to her situation where you're like, is this something she even wants to celebrate right now with what she's going through? And then also, not to be rude, but it's like, do we want this kind of energy on what's supposed to be
Energy, Lauren.
A really happy occasion? So
yeah,
I just kind of take the non-answer as the answer.
Yeah.
And you could give one more chance, like JC said, like, hey, last call. If you're going, need to hear from you by 2 p.m. today. If not, we love you and we'll see you at the wedding.
Yes!
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Jelly Roll seems like a pretty cool guy, I think. But over the weekend, he got into a big Twitter war with a woman who said she could never listen to his music because of his name. Such a weird name, Jelly Roll. Well, he went off on her. He called her young and toxic. He accused her of spreading negativity. He said that when she replied, it was just a joke. He accused her of talking big and then backing down when he called her out.
Oh, he went at her, huh?
It was a whole thing. I was actually kind of surprised that he took the time to go after her, you know? It's like, oh, man. He wrote, this translates to, I'm on this platform because hate is socially acceptable. And she wrote, OMG, bro, I have 200 followers. You had to have searched your own name. I listen to bands with silly names all the time. It's not hate. It was a jokey tweet. You need to grow up, my friend, and learn to laugh at yourself a little. And he wrote, don't send for me then, play victim when I show up, LOL, typical. Start something, then blame everyone else for the reactions. And they, like, were going back and forth, back and forth. It was a whole thing.
This was, this kind of reminds me, was it Al Roker you made a comment about? Like,
yes.
Al Roker, and then Al Roker, like, you didn't even tag him, right?
I didn't at him, I didn't hashtag him, I didn't anything. And it was the same thing. It was just supposed to be a funny, jokey thing. Because, you know, sometimes I think he's kind of mean. Like, his humor is borderline mean to some of the co-hosts. And so I saw him do something that I didn't like, and I made a tweet, and it said, I will never be the president of the Al Roker fan club. That's all I wrote. Didn't at him nothing. Like, 3 minutes later, he responds. Like, that means he's searching his name.
Yeah, he's got some kind of alert or something, Google alerts or something, when his name pops up somewhere.
He wrote, oh, well.
Did you respond back to that?
I don't
think
I did.
Like, start engaging with Al Roker?
I don't think I did. I was like, oh, God. Okay. Whatever, Al.
I just don't engage. I mean, you know, sometimes there's some negative comments that come in. Unless it's like a true personal attack. 9 times out of 10, I just, whatever. Let this person. I'm not going to give them the time of day. It's not worth it. And just like, why did Jelly Roll even engage this one guy?
It was a girl.
It was a girl.
Yeah, he went off on there. So, yeah, it's kind of interesting. Also, this morning, everybody's talking about this. You know how when I did my recap year of 2014, we talked about the 2014 Oscar selfie that Ellen took?
Yeah, and we said, we pointed out it doesn't age well with Kevin Spacey in there. And then you pointed out, it doesn't age well with Ellen in there and the stuff that she went through.
Well, it turns out it doesn't age well with a lot of people in there.
How's that?
Okay, so believe it or not, that selfie is 10 years old. And we're talking about the 2014 Oscars where Ellen took the most star-studded selfie ever. And in those 10 years, bad things have happened to most of the people in that photo. So the New York Post is asking if it's cursed. Now, this is what they're saying. So Ellen, called out in 2020 for toxic work environment.
Yes.
Kevin Spacey. Where do we start on that? We all know this.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie filed for divorce in 2016.
Oh, they were in that photo?
Yeah.
Oh.
That got ugly.
Real ugly.
It's still pretty ugly. Meryl Streep.
What happened to her? She's Hollywood's golden girl.
Last year it was revealed she had separated from her husband in 2017 after almost 40 years together.
It was the selfie.
Mm-hmm. Bradley Cooper. He was nominated for an Oscar that night, didn't win. He lost 7 more Oscars since. He also lost one in 2013. He's nominated for 3 this year for Maestro, so we'll see. If he gets shut out this year, he will be 0 for 12 and 0 for 11 since the selfie.
Wow, okay. So there's a trend going here.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Jared Leto.
Jared Leto, we discovered has a place here in Las Vegas. He's had great success since 2014.
He won an Oscar that year for Dallas Buyers Club. But since then, he's played the most universally hated Joker in Suicide Squad and then appeared in movies that have not done well. House of Gucci, Morbius, and Haunted Mansion.
Okay.
Julia Roberts.
What happened? Anything bad happened to Julia Roberts since 2015. A-list movie star.
They say her filmography since 2014 has been pretty underwhelming, although she did play Smurf Willow in Smurfs The Lost Village.
Okay.
I rest my case.
Okay. Was that the last one there?
Do we have time?
Plenty of time. Oh,
okay.
Absolutely.
All right. So finally this morning, Spotify can now answer all of your burning questions with a new feature called Song Psychic. So you can open the app and ask the Spotify a question from 9 different categories. They are school, friends and family, love, career, life's greatest mysteries, my future, myself, style, and lunch. And after you choose a category, you can choose from a selection of different questions. And the question will then be answered with a song title. Of course, it's all in fun, and there's even a message that says, you know, the spirits are unreliable. Don't take them seriously. If you don't see the feature on your homepage, you can type in Song Psychic, and it will give it to you. So I figured we could all ask it a question.
Okay. Do you have it open?
Yeah, I have it open. So Song Psychic, what question should I ask? There's all these different
and
categories.
And we can also be Mercedes the Morning Psychics and answer for you as well.
Okay, I'm going to ask the Song Psychic something about love.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to ask, let's see. Do my friends like my partner? Okay, here we go. The Song Psychic is analyzing, and the song I am getting is, wow, this is intense.
I like this too. I'm doing it with you.
Well, I have it as well too.
Please Don't by Kay Will. I don't know what the lyrics are in that song, but it doesn't sound good.
Well, your question was, do people like my partner?
Do my friends like my partner? They have pre-asked questions there.
Okay, well, I asked the Mercedes in the Morning psychic machine we have here in studio, and I got a response.
Okay.
Here's what our machine came back with. People like Matt. Yes, and what's the question? I mean, come on. It's pretty safe right there.
Why do you care? Never mind.
We have something very special returning here in a couple minutes. We've done this for the past couple years.
Yes, it is Women's History Month, and we are bringing back women who, wow, women in the Southern Nevada area that absolutely wow us. We're so excited to point the spotlight on these fantastic women. So our first woman who wows will be on the show in just a few minutes. It's Mix 94.1.
It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
I am woman, I am fetus, I am sexy, I'm divine.
March is Women's History Month, and we are honoring women that are doing amazing things in Southern Nevada with Women That Wow Wednesdays, brought to you by Walker Furniture. And today we are recognizing the principal of West Career and Technical Academy, Amy Dr. Roser. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
We are great. You are truly a woman that wows, Amy. I have seen firsthand the things that you are doing for education in Southern Nevada. And West Career and Technical Academy, it's become a nationally recognized school thanks to you and your amazing staff.
Oh, absolutely. You know, let's not leave out the students. You know, we're just a building with a bunch of adults if we don't have great kids. So we're so fortunate to attract and be able to get some of the best kids in Nevada.
Do you know every student in your school?
I know at least their faces. I am not going to say I know all their names because 1,500 is a lot. but no, I know quite a few of them for a lot of different reasons. They just excel in different ways. And they're just their interests. You know, it's a very different kid that I go to We the People with, you know, that's a constitutional competition than a kid who's competing in, say, our engineering program. So they're just different kids, and they all have such different interests that makes them complete individuals. And all of them make our school so much better. They're just a broad population of amazing kids with lots of interest and so much get up and go. They make me super tired.
But you hang in there. Now, if people don't have older kids or don't have kids at all, can you explain the concept of a career and technical academy and how it's different from like a high school?
Sure. The short version is that students get to select a career path, and we have 9. So they select a path that they're very interested in, and by the end of their 4 years at our high school, they have both the academic preparation and also some of the industry preparation to go into that pathway.
So March is National Women's History Month, and all month long, we are spotlighting women in Las Vegas that wow us. And we're speaking with Principal Amy Dr. Roser from West Career and Technical Academy. And you are such a smart and amazing woman. The list of accomplishments you have is pages long. If you can go back in time and give maybe your 13-year-old self some advice, what would you tell the younger version of you?
Oh, wow. You know, I think I'd say it's all going to be okay. You know, when you're 13, you think that everybody's looking at you. They're not. They're really just worried about who's looking at them. So
yeah.
I think also just anyone who is not supporting you, don't spend time and energy on them. You know, go with your people. Go with the people who understand you, who support you. And there are people out there. And, you know, we'll find you if you don't find us. We really are looking for the kid that needs support. So I would say my 13-year-old self, you know, I was pre-med, veterinary science, prior to becoming a teacher. I think the second thing I'd say to my 13-year-old self is be open to other opportunities, because I made that path change in college, and boy, has it worked out for
yeah.
the best. Like, I'm right where I belong. So, you know, be open to paths that may open before you never thought were possible.
Would the third thing that you would tell your 13-year-old self is that one day you will be the biggest fan of the Vegas Golden Knights?
I don't think I would have believed me. Boy, you know, hockey in the desert, you know, the best thing we never knew we needed, right? What an amazing path they've had. I think that's a great example of, you know, things happen you don't expect, and they often turned out to be the most, rich experience. I mean, how much did Nevada need the Knights? You know, Jonathan Marchessault is my favorite. A lot of amazing and inspirational players. So, you know, we have to give a shout-out to that team.
We love it. Well, Amy, Dr. Roser, the principal at West Career and Technical Academy, you are truly a woman that wows. And we want to recognize you. We have for you a personalized Mercedes in the Morning Women That Wow plaque from H&J Trophies that we would love to present to you.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you. I would love that. I'll hang it proudly in my office.
Absolutely. But there's more. There's a $100 Visa gift card courtesy of Walker Furniture that's yours as well.
Oh, thank you. That's amazing.
You are amazing. Thank you for what you do for your staff, your students, and just for making this city and this county look so great with the students at West Career and Technical Academy. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Mercedes and JC. We really appreciate the time you spent to honor educators. It's really inspiring.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
And that is it for us on a Wednesday. Make sure you're back tomorrow. We'll have more tickets for you to see Joe Coy. He's coming to town, and we've got your tickets with a Mega Minute at 7:30 tomorrow morning. We are headed out. Steph is staying on, though, and she's going to get you through your work day, filling in for J-Love this week. And right now, it's time for the line of the day.
Mercedes is a baby whisperer. You've got a crying baby, hand it to her, and the baby will stop crying. If you need an instant babysitter, she'll be there for you.
And I realized what they were doing. They were trying to get a photo shoot done on this street that had a very great view of the Eiffel Tower, but they had a young baby and they didn't want to step away too far from it. And I said, go, I got the baby. And I go, allez, allez, which means let's go. And they're like, oh, and I just stood there and I held the baby carriage and I watched them.
I wonder what that baby with that child is doing now.
Oh, madame, merci. Merci, madame. I don't know where that baby is.
Mommy left me with a stranger that one day. He took pictures with dad.
Yeah, zut, hello.
That'll do it for show number 2018 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.